help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
It's 87 days to the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. Good morning and welcome to News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM and a Crown Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, organized labor joins forces with a media collision against Kalamse to officially determine actions to push government to clamp down on illegal mining.
We'll critically review the situation, considering that it's an emergency, determining what should be the response from government going forward.
Also coming up.
This is, for me, a glorious moment for our party in Waliwali, and we are so grateful to honour Lariba. I mean, this is awesome.
NPP lauds its Waliwali candidate for withdrawing from the controversial primaries in the interest of the party. We'll hear from Zuwera, who insists she was not compelled to take the decision.
If actually I was doing it, I should have been forced a long time. No, nobody forced.
In business, government forecasts reduction in grain prices in coming months as a result of some measures being implemented to contain the dry spell. And also in our climate focus series, we head to Tamale, where grain shift from motorbikes to cars is raising concern about carbon emissions.
Carbon is a key driver to the global warming. And once there is increase in global temperature, Tamale, Ghana will be impacted.
These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. Now, organized labor will, in a few hours, join the media coalition against Kalamse and other civil society organizations to demand that government decisively act to deal with the illegal mining menace. University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, has served notice it will lay down its tools if government does not place a ban on Kalamse. Other professional bodies have called out government for failing to crack down on it. But Deputy Secretary General of the Ghana Federation of Labour, Kenneth Kimpson, says a roadmap will formally be announced today.
Workers across the country we've all decided that this is the moment for us to take a decisive decision on the Kalamse menace. So tomorrow morning, we'll have a meeting to critically review the situation, considering that it's an emergency, and then put forward our statement officially for determining what should be the response from government going forward.
Convener for the media coalition against Kalamse, Dr. Ken Ashimi, says the issue has assumed a national emergency and will commence a series of protests to compel government to act.
Things ought to be done differently. So definitely our posture now for Wednesday's meeting is to be able to bring all of these civil society, other organized groups together and call on who is the commander-in-chief of Ghana's military, who has the power based on the constitution to declare a state of emergency, and who are being very specific over the water bodies and over the buffers to the water bodies.
You had convener for the media coalition against Kalamse, Dr. Ken Ashimi. Now to the election headquarters.
Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging the gap for positive youth development.
The governing NPP is commending its Waliwali MP Zuwera Lariba Abudu for pulling out of its primaries, which was rocked by a number of controversies. The contest between herself and Dr. Kabiru Mahama was annulled by the Electoral Commission after some ballot papers were snatched, affecting sorting and counting. The party has scheduled a National Executive Committee meeting today to address the situation before we hear from the executives. Listen to Zuwera confirm her decision on Newsnight.
just for the sake of the party and unity of the constituency. You know, we need to embrace peace. 7 months down the lane, we have been traumatized within the constituency, so it's better at least we give peace a chance.
Were you forced to issue the statement?
I should have been forced a long time. No, nobody forced me. And you realize what happened yesterday. It was inconclusive. They didn't declare. They didn't even count, you know. But how long can we continue to be doing this within the party and the constituents? They need somebody to represent. And I have had the opportunity to represent them. And if somebody is coming or I'm going again and there are issues, at least I'm very mature. I should know where and when and why I'm doing this. So I decided that I wouldn't go again.
We can now hear from the national organizer of the party, Henry Nanabwachi.
This is, for me, a glorious moment for our party in Wale Wale, and we are so grateful to Lariba. I mean, this is awesome. Paves way for us to have a very concrete decision tomorrow, because clearly we had a challenge. So for me, it's a glorious moment for the New Patriotic Party in Wale Wale.
And you're waiting for a report from the constituency, and the meeting was scheduled tomorrow. That still happened?
Yeah, it's still going to happen, because we still have some other discussion. Apart from this, although this was a main issue we're going to discuss, we had some few other matters for discussion.
Well, we stay a while longer on the New Patriotic Party as it has softened its stance on members running as independent parliamentary candidates, despite its constitution stating that such members automatically forfeit their party membership. In 2020, the party expelled former MP Andrews Amwakwesiama for this reason. However, with two sitting MPs, including Cynthia Morrison of Aguna West, now filing as independent candidates, the NPP is shifting from its previous hardline approach. We can hear once again from national organizer of the party, Henry Nanabwachi, address the situation.
We still believe that we can still undertake some deeper and more detailed consultation in getting these honorable members back. So it's a very difficult moment, I mean, when you are dealing with such situations, but we need to also be careful. The structure and the procedure of enforcing that provision in the constitution. We are not saying that we are not enforcing it. No, that is not what we are saying. What we are saying is that we are rather adopting a different approach. We still have some time before the December 7th polls. We believe that we can engage them between now and that time, and they can decide not to contest.
Henry Nanabwachi is national organizer of the NPP. Now to our climate focus for today, we take you to Tamale, the capital city of the northern region, where for years motorbikes have been the preferred mode of transport for many residents. But lately there's been a significant shift towards car ownership. In this story, Mahmoud Mohammed Nuruddin explores the implications of this trend on carbon emissions and why motorbikes remain a more convenient and environmentally friendly option.
Motorbikes have long been essential in Tamale's transportation landscape. They are affordable, fuel efficient, and easy to maneuver through congested streets.
It doesn't contaminate the environment as compared to vehicles. That is why I use motorbike instead.
Motorbike is more economical than using a car. With just 50 gallons of fuel on my motor, I can go to work 3 times in a week.
However, with increasing car ownership, Tamale's roads are becoming more congested and carbon emissions are on the rise. Here is Rufai Mohammed Hafiz, the Assistant Programs Officer at Environmental Protection Agency in the Northern Region.
Emission of carbon monoxide from vehicles in Tamale is a great concern to Environmental Protection Agency. And the reason is simple. We know that carbon is a key driver to the global warming. And once there is increase in global temperature, and for that matter, there are no partition in the global airspace, Tamale, Ghana will be impacted.
Climate Focus on Joy News is brought to you by Youth Bridge Foundation and Climate and Development Knowledge and Network. Now, the Ghana Mental Health Authority has expressed concern over the surge in suicide cases in the country. From January to June alone, over 500 attempts were recorded, with nearly one-fifth resulting in death. In a statement with the authority, revealed that this year's media figures are almost double those of last year. Acting Head of Mental Health Authority, Dr. Josephine Darko, is attributing the rise in cases to the economic situation and lack of job security.
other factors that surround the financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
I know these issues in our country. So economic issues which we are in, increase in stress, so job, people losing their jobs, all tying down to the economic issues. And then gambling, that's another big one we hear of nowadays.
Dr. Josephine Daku is head, acting head of the Mental Health Authority, bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. This morning's on myjoyonline.com. Business is next on the Super Morning Show.
Go. Ah, Google me. At what time will you come back where I don't hear the sound of your car? Why, you buy a new car?
No, I don't change my car. It be the same ride. It be the fuel way I change. Way one shouts it. Ever since I started using the all-new Excellium Premium Fuel, fortified with 3-in-1 action. Oh, Joe, now my car, they run like electric car. No, it's so.
This is the type of fuel where they want to. Because now engine, they cost. Where they want for way if I buy it, it will protect my engine. And with the small way I buy, I will drive, sir!
Absolutely! It's like strapping a turbocharger to your engine and giving it a protector. And what they bust my mind says, be the 3-in-1 action, no? Excellium, they prevent up to 99% of deposit. It be anti-wear, some be anti-corrosion. Won't pay way now, open then.
Hey, so where can I find this magical fuel?
Just head over to any Total Energy service station and your car will thank you.
Hey, then make a finish Magobe fast, then rush go Total Energies. My friend, but why your hand Magobe inside?
I give you info. Make a fill the Gobe too small.
Go, the go.
Excellium is designed to protect your car engine, decrease fuel consumption, and lower CO2 emissions. Don't save fuel. Say Excellium. Choose Excellium. Choose quality.
Hey. We see you specking your car, taking that trip, chilling on the beach. Chale. Now, we want to see this become your story. Simply use your Absa card 10 times or more, and you'll be entered into a monthly draw where you stand the chance to be among 5 lucky winners to take home 40,000 Ghana cedis. The more you use your card, the more entries you'll receive. Earn an extra entry by using the Absa app or internet banking 5 times or more. No Absa card, don't worry. Visit the nearest branch for an Absa account or card today and make winning part of your story. Promotion is between 1st July and 31st October. This promotion is regulated by the National Lottery Authority on the Caritas Lottery platform. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Come on. Good boy. Honey, look, he's crawling. Wow. Good job.
The new Cerelac Wheat and Maize has the combined goodness of wheat and maize grains fortified with iron, vitamins, and minerals also found in fruits and vegetables. To prepare the new Cerelac Wheat and Maize, just add milk. Enjoy your little one's big moments at less cost. Cerelac, care for them, count on us. This advert is FDA approved.
They're luckiest.
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. They're luckiest.
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
Go.
They're luckiest.
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah. They're luckiest.
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
*712#
You could be the luckiest.
Chuboy!
Yeah.
We have a new leader in town, OBRNTA. I'm a fool. We don't want to see the brain. We need to see my more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mama lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Yeah.
Introducing the new President Charcoal Pack with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Enimwa, pop quiz. Are you ready?
Hit me.
Can you give me three words that start with omni?
Oh, that's easy. Omnibus, omnipotent,
omniwana.
Omnibus. The bank with a really nice signboard.
Oh, Radzi. You mean Omnibusic. O-M-N-I-B-S-I-C. Omnibusic. Let me hear you say it.
Omnibusic.
Perfect.
Is that an abbreviation?
Not entirely. And it's not just a bank with nice signboards either. Omnibusic Bank is Ghana's fastest growing bank with innovative banking products and headquarters in Atlantic Tower at Airport City, Accra, as well as 40 branches across the country. Omnibusic Bank has the final word on excellent customer service delivery in Ghana.
Plus, they have the coolest signboard.
Yes, they do. And the coolest name, Omnibusic.
At your service.
Oh my goodness. Do It Best is offering customers the opportunity to purchase top quality sanitary wear, taps and bathroom accessories at up to a whopping 40% discount. Wow. This is the opportunity to purchase some of the world's best brands such as Sanitana and CFL from Portugal, Cola, Delta Faucets and Mansfield from America. Also available are top quality paints from Sherwin-Williams and Colatec. All these and many more are on sale for up to 40% discount at Do It Best. This offer is available while stocks last. Hurry, visit Do It Best on Espinters Road or call 0243-359-289. 0243-359-289 for details. Terms and conditions apply. Do It Best. Making the best even better.
Bafu.
Hi.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Good
man.
To see you. How many days away?
Well, 7 working days, if you want to count it that way.
How'd the photo of Asheko hear from you?
Well, I'm told that it was very good.
Wow.
Yeah, our special guest, Tumfo, said he had a fantastic time.
Oh, great.
In fact, he said he had a very, very good time indeed. He was very sad to leave. And Osa Berma, who gave us the job of putting it together, was very happy with the outcome.
Great.
The event went well. And all the challenges were seen by us, not by you. So, we're very happy with the outcome.
Oh, they didn't get your two wives there?
Oh, I mean, that process is ongoing. Auditions are continuing. So... I'll keep you updated. Yeah, well, bringing me problems.
The update we need this morning is on Galamsey, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, it beggars belief that we've allowed this to happen to us.
And we are passionate about this.
Just a few people have taken us all hostage. You know, it's crazy. It's ridiculous. You know, if even the state was making money from it, then you would understand. No, you still wouldn't understand why the state would sacrifice our most valuable resources for some money in the consolidated fund. But this is not going into the consolidated fund. Nobody makes money from Galamsey except the ones breaking the law.
And it's our future at risk.
Yeah. So you see, I'm seeing complicity all around us. Like if you switch on your TV and you watch the president giving a speech, and you smile to yourself and just flip the channel without expressing your outrage, grabbing your phone, saying something to let speaking people know out. That you are mad about this.
Yeah.
Because the man put his presidency on the line and he's still walking around being presidential.
Yeah.
It's unforgivable. It's unforgivable. And every person who supports this, every person who defends this, you are complicit. You are part of those who are poisoning our water. You are part of those depleting our forest. You are part of those putting mercury into our drinking water. You are one of them. You can't detach yourself. If you stand anywhere and try to make any argument to defend this failure, you are a galamseya. It's as simple as that. It's black and white.
No two ways about it. And I mean, if there are politicians who are implicated, you have to vote against them.
Absolutely. I say, don't even wait till it's time to vote. Why should we hang around for 4 months? Why should we allow ourselves to be poisoned for 4 more months? I say, get rid of them all.
Yeah.
We have legal means to do that.
Yeah.
Just throw them out. It's shameful. Anyway, where are we? That's 6 a.m.
You didn't mean to do this to you. I mean, after returning from your...
No, it's all right. I mean, we're back to business. Let's not mess about. Let's get to work. It's ridiculous for us all to be sweating, breaking our backs, trying to leave something better than we found. And you come and just superintend over the complete depletion of what is most valuable to us.
It's disgraceful.
And only you and your friends are benefiting. All right. The 6 a.m. news was brought to us by Total Energies. Total, we go the extra mile for you. And Absa Bank Ghana Limited, your story matters. Time for the Joy Business Report. Oh, missed the trumpets. They are brought to you by Omni Basic Bank, at your service. Safari Valley Resort, bringing you closer to nature. And Yak Decor, crafting comfort, designing dreams.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, government forecasts significant reduction in grain prices in the coming months as a result of some measures being implemented to contain the dry spell. Also coming up, co-chair of Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, Dr. Steve Mantiel, kicks against proposed restructuring of Public Utilities Regulatory Commission as he warns the institution's independence is at risk. Plus, Bank of Ghana to sell $20 million to bulk oil distributors under its auction program as concerns grow over limited supply of the market. Details coming up. Thanks for joining us. My name is Daryl Kwao. A hello to our friends listening from Kofi Radio and KTU Radio. Government is forecasting significant reduction in the price of grains in the coming months. This is based on measures that the Agric Ministry is implementing to deal with the dry spell that has hit parts of the country. Agric Minister Dr. Brian Champon says the government is planning to buy the grains for farmers at a good price and discounted on the open market.
We know the numbers, you know, cover to cover. We know the farmer investment. We talk to the farmer groups. We know how much they sell at the farm gate. Most of the time, what people are paying at the farm gate and what we are paying on the market, huge difference. So the farmers will definitely get a much better price from us, and you will then in turn get a much better price on the market. So this measure works in your interest. That's why I'm even projecting that when the measures kick in, the prices on the market of our grains should actually go down.
Dr. Brian Champon, the Agric Minister, saying that the government is planning to buy grains from farmers at a good price and discount it on the open market. Meanwhile, the Agric Ministry says it is working to make the sector attractive and improve participation of the youth. The ministry to this end has 1,000 Agric Startup Packs to the Youth Employment Agency. Let's hear from the minister again.
In October, we launched the Youth in Agriculture program with the Youth Employment Agency. In that program, we pledged to support young people with farmlands by liaising with their chiefs in their community to get lands for them to start their agriculture. We also promised to support them with some incentives. One, with agric machinery and including some equipment for them to go into agriculture. We are here to present to them as a ministry, to YEA and young people who are interested in going into agriculture, 100,000 starter packs for young people.
Agric Minister Dr. Brian Champon. Now, government is expected to announce new prices for cocoa for the next crop season later today. This was after a pre-presidential engagement on the expected announcement dragged into the night. Now, it's not clear for now whether everything can be cleared this morning for that announcement to be made, likely by the president himself. Meanwhile, there are expectations that prices could go up by some 45% over the 33,120 Ghana Cedi per metric ton. Let's still stay on the announcement because the chairman of the Concerned Farmers Association, Nana Obuadia Boateng, tells Joy Business they want to be compensated for their hard work.
But for now, we are waiting for Cocoboard to come out with their price, for we to see how we can also bargain, or maybe to also to tell them that maybe this price is, they have to at least add a little bit to it, or maybe to do something about it. But looking at also the intervention and other things Cocoboard is also doing, when you compare Ghana price and then you compare agricultural and other countries, other cocoa-growing countries, it's different. All because, at the end of the day, the kind of intervention that we get, they don't have it. You know, Cocoa Board has a whole lot of intervention that we have been doing for with the farmers. So at the end of the day, they put all inside and then give us a price.
That was Chairman of the Concerned Farmers Association, Anabwadi Abwating. Well, on the commodity market this morning, cocoa lost more than $200, is selling this morning at $7,271 a ton. Crude oil dropped, is selling this morning at $69 a barrel, the lowest since December 2021. Gold went up marginally, is going for $5,251 an ounce. Not likely, maybe $2,251 an ounce. Now, let's move on to other stories. Co-chair of the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, Dr. Steve Mantiao, is kicking against proposed restructuring of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission. The move, according to Dr. Mantiao, is part of a broader reform targeted at the power generating sector, including merging voter of authority with other power producers. But co-chair of the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative tells Joy Business this is not good for the regulator's independence.
There is clearly a business case to be made for the merger of the energy sector entities. I make the exception of PULC and say that it should remain an independent regulatory entity. I've heard rumors that there's a certain thinking to subsume the PULC under the Ministry of Energy. That one, I would say, will not be a good idea, because for a regulator to be able to perform its functions without the control of the executive, it needs to be given some security of tenure for its staff, and also be given the independence and space to be able to work freely and fairly in the interest of all.
Co-chair of the Ghana Extractive Industry Transparency Initiative, Dr. Steve Mantiao. The Bank of Ghana will today sell $20 million to bulk oil distribution companies. This will be done under its auction program, which is targeted at meeting the dollar needs of some firms. Details in the following report.
The auction is coming at a time that there has been some growing concerns of limited supply of dollars on the market. Some of these firms have told Joy Business that they cannot get dollars to buy, but the development can be described as interesting, especially when the Bank of Ghana has introduced several platforms to sell dollars to the market, as well as significant growth in its dollar reserves. These concerns are also coming at a time that IMF has also given the Bank of Ghana approval to increase the amount of dollars that can be sold on the market. The dollar auction for the bulk oil distribution firms is part of the central bank's program to assure these firms that the regulator can provide them with dollars when they need them. Therefore, there is no need to rush for it now.
Well, on the currency market this morning, the dollar going for 16 cedis 49 pesos. That's what the Forex bureaus are offering. The British pound going for 21 cedis 40 pesos. The euro, on the other hand, going for 18 cedis. Now, the Association of Ghana Industries is calling on the government to do more to help stabilize the economy ahead of the 2024 elections. Chief Executive Sir Chuma Kwabwa explained that although election spending is likely to stir up the economy to some extent, confidence is key. The Chief Executive of the AGI spoke to Joy Business at the launch of the 13th edition of the AGI's Quality and Industry Awards.
What we expect in the coming months is that we're able to sustain the improvement we have. The election should not be an issue in terms of measuring confidence level. Rather, we want it to spur businesses on, because during an election year, naturally, there's a lot more expenditure, so businesses should rather improve, but it shouldn't be an overnight arrangement. It should be sustained. For us, it's the sustainability angle that we need most, because people want to be able to plan, and if you don't have a sustained arrangement, you cannot plan with it. So the macroeconomic stability that we are experiencing now, we want it to continue, and we want it to improve.